June 10, no partnership with the world. Know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. James 4:4. Christ and the world are not in partnership. The apostle says, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Conformity to the world will never be the means of converting the world to Christ. Christians must be entirely consecrated to God if the church is to be efficient in its influence for good upon unbelievers. The slightest diversion from Christ is so much influence, power, and efficiency given to the enemy. A Christian, as described by the Scriptures, is a person who is separated from the world in his aims and practices and is united with Christ, a possessor of the peace which Christ alone can bestow, finding that the joy of the world is his strength and that his joy is full. Christians will not leave the world to perish unwarned and make no effort for the reclaiming of the lost. Those who truly love Christ watch for every opportunity to employ the means at their command in doing good and in patterning after the works of Christ. They will not yield to temptations to make alliances with the world. They will not unite with secret orders and bind themselves by intimacies with unbelievers. But those who are not wholly on the side of Christ are to a large degree controlled by the maxims and customs of the world. Satan is rich in this world's goods, and he is full of cunning to deceive, and his most affecting agents are those whom he can lead to take a form of godliness while they deny the power of God by their unchristlike characters. The children of God are to stand firmly for the right under all circumstances. They are not to be deceived by those who have the mind and spirit of the world. God has his faithful witnesses who are not attempting to do that which Christ has pronounced impossible, that is, seeking to serve God and mammon at the same time. They are burning and shining lights amid the moral darkness of the world and amid the gross darkness that covers the people like the pall of death.